Audio Gravity, 28th of August 2009. Good morning. Today I'm having a Rackspace Cloud day. And the reason for that is there's that much good stuff I've just found in the last week. Excuse me, I'm walking around. There's that much stuff I've found in the last week, tools wise, to do with the cloud. It's very difficult as a developer to concentrate on one thing because there's so many different facets of the online world that has changed. You know, it used to be a website with blinking text and one page with black starry backgrounds was okay in the 80s, but now it's accessibility, it's different versions of CSS, it's playing around with the DOM, it's analytics, it's, you know, lightweight graphics, it's jQuery, it's, you know, CSS. There's just so many compelling different facets of developing. It's so exciting as well to be in this phase compared to where it was, you know, just even 2 or 3 years ago. And cloud stuff really, really gets me excited because putting all your stuff onto a website is all well and good. Putting it into a cloud of computers, which allow scalability, supposed more reliability, and just the general idea, the concept of being able to expand your service across different services, and lots of other people doing the same, it means you can pretty much hot desk anywhere in the world. By hot desking, I mean just fire up a computer with a web browser, bang, you're literally on your cloud or connected to your cloud. And it's one of the areas that I've been trying to move towards in the last 18 months is to build services in the cloud. The first one being Responder, which I've drastically changed track on in the last month or so. First link today, mixpanel.com. What Mixpanel is, if you've ever played around with Google Analytics, it's very similar to that, apart from this is in real time. And obviously with a lot of services moving towards real time, like Twitter, Friend Feed, you'll start to see a lot more interactive video, audio, textual services that are live, real time, news breaking events, you know, literally very, very dynamic, very sort of like on demand. For the eyeball generation, as I like to call them. This improves companies by tracking how users engage with their websites in real time. So you've got funnel analytics, visitor retention, all the usual stuff. But it's ultra simple with the integration, and they've got an API as well. And they're hosted in the cloud. I'm pretty sure they're hosted on the Rackspace cloud, actually. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been mentioned in the newsletter I got about some of this stuff. Next link today, also in the cloud, Olark, easy live chat for engaging visitors and converting sales. Now, I signed up with this, had a bit of a play with it. I like the fact that you can put the little chat box at any corner of your site so you can get it away from your content. You can even size that, colorize it, do different things with it. They have a subscription plans, which is pretty darn good, actually. They've got a really good deal at the minute, that unlimited plan for, I think, $99. And that is just a lifetime payment, customized design, add full CSS theming for your widget. It's just one off £99. $99, so that's, what, £60, something like that. So you can have it absolutely as custom you want, but it's all hosted in the cloud, so you don't have to worry about it. They do various trials. They do a 14-day free trial. They've got bronze, silver, gold, the usual. If you've got a website where it does need real-time communication, you might have a PR company or a human resourcing company, it'd be ideal for, you know, guiding people through the sign-up phase if there's various parts of the sign-up phase that you think people might have problems with. So check them out, olark.com. Next link today is CyberDuck. You've probably used this FTP program before. I actually use Transmit on the Mac. But I'm actually thinking of using and downloading a copy of CyberDuck because it's probably the only one that has support for Rackspace Cloud cloud files. The other way I have to do it is I have to go to the website and I have to upload everything through the file manager, which is a little bit clunky. This is open source, FTP, SFTP, so secure FTP, web dev, cloud files and Amazon S3 browser. Pretty neat. Like I say, it's open source. It's always making new versions of it. The latest version is July the 14th, 2009. If you haven't got an FTP client, go and grab it straight away. Next link today is cloudkick.com. Cloud management. If you've got servers on Rackspace, EC2, or Slicehost, all of those, by the way, I totally recommend. Slicehost was
one I saw about 3 months back and was quite impressed with their customer support and their pricing structure for their slices. We've got a few little Ruby environments built on that. What this does is a manager for all of that. You literally got all your visualization bandwidth allowances and all the other metrics that you get. You can set up monitoring, so in a few clicks, if you get alerts when services go critical, so if something happens to SSH or the web browser falls over. And it basically means you can have them all in one space. And literally, as of about a week or so ago, they've got support for the EC2 cloud in Europe from Amazon, so that makes it very useful. So if you're someone who has got cloud services, or you've literally put something up but you've got no management tool, go and check out CloudKit. Very cool. And finally, last link today is over on proactiveapps.com. Bit strange on this one. Cloud Mobile, it's dedicatedly written for Rackspace Cloud. Presents an easy-to-use interactive interface to manage and use your cloud products. What's weird, though, is it doesn't seem to be in the UK App Store, which I can't work out why. But it gives a very similar interface to the Rackspace Cloud website design. And you can, I think they're going to bring future versions of it out, which will support Amazon as well. So again, for a mobile user, for somebody who's hot desking around the world, having a suite of these apps to be able to do, you know, real-time chat, being able to upload from, you know, having a CyberDuck on a USB pen, for instance, a USB stick, having this on your iPhone to be able to control your rack, to be able to, you know, shut it down, start it up, set up another bunch of servers on the cloud. Very, very useful. That's it today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. See you later. Bye.